It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm just so glad to have you listening to the program today. You know, this week is a special edition of Fresh Oil as I'm doing the story behind the song. Many of the songs that I've written in Christian music, how I came to write the song, behind every song is a story, whether it's something that happens to me or my family or someone that I just dearly love. When I go through something, it usually comes out with a pen and a paper as I write a song. I'll never forget back in 2013. In September, I was visiting my friend Gary S. Paxton down in Branson, Missouri. You'll remember his song Monster Mash and Alley Oop and a lot of great Christian songs that he wrote, like I Wonder Why God Cries, I Wonder If God Cries. He was there all the time. Gary wrote some great songs. What a wonderful guy he was. But I was returning home from Branson after working on a couple albums there and visiting Gary, and my telephone rang, and it was a young lady from our church. And she called to tell me that that morning her stepsister had been arrested. Her stepsister was out in the front lawn and stabbed her little 8-year-old boy to death. And the police came, and this young lady was like, "Pastor, what do I do?" I'll never forget, I was visibly shaken. I couldn't believe what I was hearing in my mind. You know, the Bible tells us that in the last days that parents will not have natural affection, that they'll be void of natural affection. And we're seeing that today in many cases. But I couldn't imagine how a mom could take the life of an innocent 8-year-old child. But it happened. And I remember pulling off the side of the road. I took the next exit and went into a restaurant and sat down to just get some lunch and just think about what I had just heard. I took out a pen and paper, and it wasn't long till the words began to flow. And we've got moms who kill their kids, dads who leave their homes, but no one stops to question where we've gone wrong. And I wrote a song which has kind of become a prayer anthem for the nation. It's called Wake Up America. I hope you enjoy it today here on Fresh Oil.
Lady Liberty must shed a tear from all the bad things that she hears. The land that she loves is falling down. It seems we've lost our way. We no longer pray for God to bless America today. It's time to wake up, America. It seems we've gone to sleep. The values we were built upon, we no longer keep. The hand of God has brought us far, liberty and peace. Oh, it's time to wake up. It's time to kneel down, and we'll turn around. We've got moms who kill their kids and dads who leave their homes, but no one stops to question where we've gone wrong. No one left to lead this land so full of greed, but I can clearly see just what we need.
Just what we need.
It's time to wake up, America. It seems we've gone to sleep. The values we were built upon, we no longer heed. The hand of God has brought us far, with liberty and peace. Oh, it's time to wake up. It's time to kneel down, and we will turn around. He said, if my people who are called by my name, they shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I'll come and heal you today. We've got to wake up.
Wake up,
America. It seems we've gone to sleep. The values we were built upon, we no longer keep. The hand of God has brought us far, with liberty and peace. It's time to wake up. It's time to kneel down, and we'll turn around. Oh, it's time to wake up, it's time to kneel down, and we'll turn around.
That's a song that I wrote called Wake Up America. Comes straight out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. You're probably familiar with that passage. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We need God today to heal our land in America. You know, friend, we're living in some great times of uncertainty. But during these times of uncertainty, there's a few things that I know for sure. Number one, I know that God is still on the throne. The Bible tells us in Psalm 115 and verse 3, our God is in heaven and he does whatever pleases him. A lot of people are stressing out today because of what's going on in the world, what's happening with wars and everything. It seems like we're coming to the point that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24 when nations of the world begin to surround Jerusalem. I do believe we're living in the last days, friend. Second thing I know for sure, though, is I know that there are some things we just can't control. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 27, it said, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? There are some things that are just out of our control. My days are in his hands. Jesus said you can't add a single hour to your life by worrying. You need to give it to God. And you need to trust God, my friend. The third thing I know is this. I know that my trials come for my own benefit. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, one of the most important verses you'll ever learn in the Bible, it says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God don't waste pain. Nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of a sovereign God. So if it gets this far, it's come with a purpose, and God's going to see me through it. You know, many people quote this verse as, God works all things for good, but that's not really the case, friend. It's just in all things, God is there, and he's working everything out for my good. God will build a testimony out of the test you're going through today. The fourth thing that I need to remember during times of uncertainty is this. God's word is true. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. There's nothing in this world that can change the outcome that God has declared in his word. For the three Hebrew children in the book of Daniel, things look pretty bleak. If I was writing the story, I would have had somebody ride in on a white horse and save the day right before they threw them in the fire, but that's not the way God chose to reveal himself. God chose a different way. He wanted to let them go through the fire, but they'd come out without even the smell of smoke. See, friend, Satan plots your demise, and he plans to bring you down, but then we have to hit our knees and go to the Word of God. The times we live in may seem very uncertain, but the God we serve is very certain. God, the God we serve knows the end from the beginning. And my friend, he's the only one that can predict the future is the one who holds the future, and that is God. The fifth thing we know for sure is this world is just temporary. In the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 14, he says, "Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes." See, friend, I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger here in this world. To quote Billy Graham, "My home is in heaven. I'm just traveling through this world." James told us, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. The sixth thing I want to leave with you today is this. Jesus is coming back. In John 14 and verse 3, he said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will go back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." See, Jesus told his disciples, they were all worried about him leaving. And he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." In Matthew 24, Jesus gave us a number of signs that we could look for to know that his coming was soon or imminent. And he told us nation would rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. It's happened, friend. We see it all over the world today with uncertainty. The war going on in Ukraine. The war is going on in the Middle East. All these things point to the soon return of Jesus Christ. He said, "You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars, but don't be alarmed. These things must happen before the end." You see, friend, earthquakes and famines and diverse places. Jesus gave us all these signs that would precede his second coming, and we're seeing them start to happen today. You say, "Keith, what do we do? What do we do in America? It's coming to be political season and time for the election, and what if my candidate don't get in?" Well, I got to tell you the truth. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. I believe God is ultimately in control. I believe God knows what's going to happen, and there's no need of us worrying about it. Philippians chapter 4, I want to leave this with you today. It says this, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these things do, and the God of peace shall be with you." You say, "Keith, how do I keep it together when the whole world seems like it's falling apart?" I tell you, friend, you put your thoughts through the Philippians 4 test. Is what's coming in your mind, is it true? If it's not, reject it. Is it honorable? Is it just? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it a good report? You see, we allow our minds so many times to be a dumping grounds for the devil. He brings thoughts there and tries to bring anxiety and fear into your mind. Put it through the Philippians 4 test. If it's not lovely, if it's not pure, if it's not excellent or praiseworthy, then you say, "I'm not going to think about that. I refuse to let my mind be a dumping ground for the devil's suggestions and his thoughts and his fears and his anxieties." Wake up, America. I believe with all of my heart, it's time for our nation to turn back to God. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven," God said, and he would answer and he would touch our land and heal our land. I believe America has such an incredible population of believers that as we turn to our God and we pray, and we give it to him, and we go into repentance, I believe God can heal our land. Thank you, friend, for joining me today on Fresh Oil. I'm so glad you tuned into the program, and I appreciate it. You walk in grace. God loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he He makes His mercies new every morning.